7 minutes past 10 o'clock. This is Let's Hear It, and I am thrilled to have back in the studio Dr. Tom Evans, the leader of the Kalamazoo Concert Band, music director and programmer extraordinaire.
You're too kind.
Tom, it's good to have you back.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
Currently in Kalamazoo, 73 degrees. We're on our way to highs in the mid-80s today, and it's looking like a dry and sunny weekend with a slight chance of rain or thunderstorms here and there. I can imagine for some of us, the garden is looking a little parched.
Yes, right, it's been a while since we've had rain. My lawn as well is suffering.
I'm ready for a good soaking. That would be good. But in the meantime, it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
That's right.
Lots to do. And somehow I love that you picked a concert that focuses on fun, games.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, as always, when I'm putting my programs together for the season, I try to be seasonal if I can. So when the April concert comes around, I'll just look at that, and I'm just thinking, you know, what can I do for the April concert? This is like a year in advance, of course, and I'm thinking, you know, and well, I've always wanted to do an entire program on baseball. So I thought maybe this might be the year that we'll do a baseball-themed concert. But unfortunately, I couldn't find enough material, but I did find enough material to support an entire program on just baseball. But I found enough that we're going to be featuring a lot of baseball today.
Okay.
So there was enough that sustained at least half of a program. So that's how I came up with the idea. Yeah, I love baseball. Baseball is my favorite sport.
You know what? And I love that baseball is tied to radio. From the beginning of radio.
Absolutely it is. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. All my relatives, when I was a kid growing up, everyone always has those memories. I have those memories as well. Yeah, it's great.
Well, I'm glad we could bring it all together today here on 89.9 Classical.
And the weather cooperated, you know, because, you know, today is like a summer day, so it just screams baseball to me.
Just imagine being in that stadium and the bases and the game is on and you've got a lemonade.
Well, the beautiful thing about baseball is that it really ignores time or suspends time. And the game's not over until the last swing of the bat. That's the coolest thing. So if you're playing football, you can always take a knee to run out the clock, or, you know, in basketball, you can dribble around the court to run out the clock. And, you know, always, you know, just run out the clock kind of a strategy. That doesn't exist in baseball. You know, like Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over, which is true, because it really does. I mean, things can change, and baseball fans know this. Things can change with the last swing of the bat. You could be in a losing position and then go on and win the pennant, you know? So it's great. I find that very exciting.
For those who haven't heard Tom Evans and myself on the radio before, we get together fairly often to look back at a Kalamazoo Concert Band performance. We've looked at Halloween programs, Christmas, and much more, sometimes with special guest artists as well. So the mission of the Kalamazoo Concert Band is to perform band music in three times a year in major venue in Kalamazoo, usually to capacity audiences.
Well, yes.
In Chenery Auditorium or Miller Auditorium.
Right.
And the spring concert is where you place this Fun and Games program on April 14, 2018 in Chenery.
Yeah, all Auditorium. By design.
So imagine yourself either at a ball field or in Chenery Auditorium as we listen to these highlights.
And we should say the reason why we are doing these flashbacks is because, well, like so many performing organizations, we have an extended intermission. So, I'm happy to say we're going to be back, fingers crossed, and we are planning to be back for the 21-22 season. So if you are Kalamazoo Concert Band fan, please look for the donor letter that's coming out that announces our season, and we are happy to say we are going to be back in the fall.
You will see information appear at KalamazooConcertBand.org when the set schedule is set and you have finished all your programming.
Yes.
And there's also a concert in the park, in Bronson Park. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo hosts this series every Sunday at 4 p.m. throughout the summer, and we're happy to say that ensembles from the KCB will be featured on June 20th.
At 4 o'clock, I believe.
4 o'clock, Sunday, June 20th. So that's just a number of weeks away at this point.
Can't think of a better way to spend Father's Day. I believe it's Father's Day.
Were you surprised to find that there were so many sub-ensembles within the Kalamazoo Concert
Band. Maybe you should explain this a little further. Yeah, because we're still, you know, undergoing COVID protocol, rehearsals were kind of questionable. So what we decided to do is just to, instead of having the full Kalamazoo Concert Band perform Sunday, June 28th in the park, is that we would feature small ensembles from within the Kalamazoo Concert Band. And yeah, I guess I wasn't really totally surprised, but we have quite a few little small ensembles that have formed, inside the Kalamazoo Concert Band membership. Yeah,
that's right. There's brass.
Brass quintet, trombone quartet. There's a German band of all things. Or a German band, right?
Yeah.
A horn quartet, flute choir. Yeah, all those things are embedded inside the Kalamazoo Concert Band. These are members who want to continue playing, and, you know, they belong to the Kalamazoo Concert Band, but that's not enough because they want to go out and play in other ensembles. So they sometimes form from within.
Yep, we're hearing good things about vaccination levels in the state of Michigan, and by the fall, things are looking really, really good.
Yeah, we're optimistic. Yeah, that's why we're planning our season.
Well, for now, we're going to sit back and actually enjoy some past performances from April 14th, 2018, recorded in Chanery Auditorium. Would you set up the first piece?
Yeah, the first one we're going to listen to is called One with the Wind. It's by composer Matt Conaway. It's a delightful piece. What inspired the composer to write this piece was running. And how it came about was that he wanted to write a wedding gift, compose a wedding gift for his friend who's getting married and who happens to be a runner. So that's what inspired this piece. So this piece is really about running. And you're going to hear there are moments like when, you know, like you can hear in the beginning, it's real kind of magical where you can imagine a runner, you know, getting geared up to running and, you know, lacing up their shoes or whatever and what have you. And then it kind of mellows out in the middle where, you know, you kind of think, you know, when they reach that runner's high they talk about.
Yeah.
It's an exciting piece. I think it's a good way to open today's program.
Well, what a fun idea from composer Matt Conaway. Here's the Kalamazoo Concert Band led by Dr. Tom Evans.
Thank you.
beautiful piece.
If you just tuned in during the music, I'm with Dr. Tom Evans, who is the music director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band and who conducted One with the Wind on April 14th, 2018 in Chenery Auditorium. We're looking back at this program called Fun and Games with Dr. Tom Evans. And I should make a note to our listeners that we will be here until 10:50. Artbeat is coming up later this hour as well. So that's where we started, One with the Wind, a piece that imagines a runner's almost meditation.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Certainly the way it begins. Yeah, you mentioned it sounded like the runner was starting off in the morning. Is that kind of a piece?
It did. I kind of had that sunrise kind of feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's great stuff. I don't run, but people that do run really, really enjoy it. And they talk about that runner's high and stuff. So, yeah, so I was trying to fill out the program. As I mentioned earlier, I was hoping to do an entire program on just baseball themes, but I couldn't find enough material. I found a lot, but not enough to support an entire program. So that's how that piece got on there.
Maybe baseball was too specific.
Yeah, I know. I love baseball.
Maybe someday, Tom. I think you do have a rather vast knowledge of this repertoire and might come together. You're also concerned, though, with variety and really pacing things differently throughout the show.
Yeah, you have to. You have to put some slow stuff in there, too, which, I mean, I enjoy slow stuff. I didn't bring anything slow today. But, yeah, so you have to be concerned with this. It's an ebb and flow to an entire program. The good thing, one of the, I think, fortunate things about a program for wind ensembles for bands is that the pieces tend to be on a shorter side, so you can give quite a variety to play with. Whereas orchestral music, if you open
an overture
and then you do a concerto.
Do you bring in a concerto soloist? There's 30 minutes.
And certainly there's variety inside that. Absolutely, there's variety. But the cool thing is, you do 4-minute works or 6-minute works with a band programming, and you can get just some interesting variety.
And all the choral directors listening right now are saying, you think you have variety.
Right.
We have 500 years of variety for you,
yeah, no
Tom.
Kidding. Yeah, so it's fun. So should I set up the next one?
Well, yes. We should say, yes, there's baseball coming up. For sure.
Oh, well, that's why I decided to bring in this CD today to review. Because
we will hear some baseball-related music.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I am a Growlers fan, by the way. And just in case anyone's interested, I do follow the Pittsburgh Pirates. Why? I'm from Pittsburgh. And even though they've been at the bottom of the heap for decades now, they have been known to win a few World Series.
Well, if you want to check out what's going on with the Kalamazoo Concert Band, which is a team in its own right, visit kalamazooconcertband.org.
Yes.
All right, the Addison Red Line.
Yeah. So I've been to several baseball fields, but believe it or not, I've not been to Wrigley Field as of yet. But I'm going to get there one of these days. So apparently this composer, Jeremy Bell, is a huge Cubs fan. And so he knows, and he's apparently there's the Red Line and has an Addison stop. And that's the stop that if you were to take the Red Line to the baseball game, you would get off at the Addison stop. And then go and just, from there you can walk to the park and enjoy a Cubs game.
That's perfect. So it's not about being at the game. It's about getting to the game.
Yeah, exactly. And all the excitement is associated with, getting the excitement and build up leading up to the game, to the first pitch.
Shall we listen to those wonderful musicians in the band?
Yeah. This is a fun piece. I like this piece a lot.
Jeremy Bell's The Addison Red Line, played by the Kalamazoo Concert Band in 2018 on April 14th.
Thank you.
time I hear that piece, it just makes me smile.
I like the pace that you set in the Addison Red Line.
Yeah.
It's full of, already having fun and the anticipation of reaching the ball field. If you just tuned in, Dr. Tom Evans is my guest, the music director of the Kalamazoo Concert Band. We're flashing back on a program from Chenery Auditorium, April 14th, 2018, called Fun and Games. Now, next up, you have singled out a performance that includes not only the band, but a narrator.
Yeah, there aren't a whole lot of pieces out there that feature ensemble with narration. There are a few, of course. A Lincoln Portrait comes to mind for me. But the interesting thing is, I was thinking the way in today what I could say about this piece, and I always like to share with the audience, behind the scenes kind of things, in case you're not a performer, you may not know. Excuse me. My allergies. Putting together this piece was hard to do without the narrator, but the narrator doesn't come into like the last couple of rehearsals or like last rehearsal or so. So you're dealing with this music. It's kind of abstract. It's tone painting. So the music is painting the picture behind the words. But when you're rehearsing this without the words, how do you make sense of this sometimes? But when the two come together, both the narration with the music, then it becomes magical. And I think this is a magical moment. And I'm happy to say that my dear friend Fritz McDonald is the narrator for this, and he's an opera singer from way back, and so consequently he has this beautiful bass baritone voice, just a beautiful, remarkable instrument.
He's also a tuba player.
And a tuba player, yeah. Yeah, indeed he is. Yeah, he's an all-around good guy. And so, yeah, so he's our featured guest on this concert as our narrator.
Well, this is a baseball piece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so sorry. Yeah, yeah. I forgot we have to introduce it. This is Casey at the Bat. And most of you listeners must know the poem. It is written back in the late 1880s, I think. So it goes way, way back. Huh. And the guy who wrote the poem is Ernest Lawrence Thayer. And he's a one-hit wonder, if you pardon the expression. bad pun. So yeah, this is the only poem that he ever wrote, but it's a good one. Everyone knows it. So it's as we all know, it's a tribute to baseball and what can happen as with the last swing of the bat.
You were saying it with baseball, you just don't know the end of the story until the final batter.
Yeah.
Casey at the Bat, written by Randall Allen Bass, and that's why you were bringing up that when you bring the narrator with the musicians together, then you can get everything make sense and fall into place and have the music enhance the poem.
Yeah, because if you listen closely, if you listen to what's going on behind the text, you can hear it's tone painting. You can hear it with sound alone, painting images in your mind. It's really, really clever.
Now, how do you conduct a narrator?
Oh, you don't. You just throw them cues, okay? You just give them a nod or point to them, and this is where they have to make their, this is where they start their dialogue here, or monologue. So it's a little tricky. They have musical cues inside their script as well, but they do rely heavily on the conductor because it's easy to get off as a narrator. And so yeah, you just kind of look at them and nod at them and give them confidence. Yes, this is where you enter here.
I'm sure Fritz did a marvelous job.
Oh, he does. Yeah, and the pacing is critical too, because you have to time the script with the music, so that's tricky.
Well, you had the hard part, and we got the fun part of listening to Casey at the Bat in a recording from the Fun and Games concert of April 14th, 2018 in Chenery Auditorium. Here's the Kalamazoo Concert Band with Fritz McDonald.
Thank you. It looked extremely rocky for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, with but one inning left to play. So when Cooney died at second, and Burroughs did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go, leaving there the rest, with hope that spring eternal from within the human breast. They thought, if only Casey could get a whack at that, we'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, and likewise so did Blake. And the former was a pudding, and the latter was a fake. So on that stricken multitude a death-like silence sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat. But Flynn let go a single to the wonderment of all, and the much-despised Blakely tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had settled, they saw what had occurred. There was Blakely safe at second, and Flynn a-hugging third. Then from the gladdened multitude went up a joyous yell. It bounded from the mountaintop and graveled the bell. It struck upon the hillside and rebounded on the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. And when the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance glanced from Casey's eyes, and a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a muffled roar, like the beating of the storm wave on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" someone shouted from the stand. And it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of noble charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult, and he bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two." "Fraud," cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered, "Fraud." But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey would not let that ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel vengeance his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go, and now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere, and somewhere hearts are light. And somewhere men and women are laughing, and somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Gosh, everyone's having such a good time.
Oh, isn't that great?
That came off as perfectly as you could have hoped
for.
Yeah,
it came off really well. Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, it's delightful. And we should tell your audience that we heard that audience chuckling because we had four people acting out the story as is being narrated.
Well, there you go. You put a whole show together. When you see the Kalamazoo Concert Band, expect a huge crowd at Chenery or at Miller Auditorium. It's always free and underwritten by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. And there are three concerts a year. You'll find the details at KalamazooConcertBand.org, although I don't think it's quite updated for the next season just yet. And the Kalamazoo Concert Band ensembles, like brass and flutes and a German band, they'll all be representing the KCB on June 20th downtown in Bronson Park when Concerts in the Park series continues at 4 o'clock Sundays. I am with Dr. Tom Evans, who leads the Kalamazoo Concert Band, and we should once again single out Fritz McDonald for a fantastic narration.
Yeah. You know, we should tell our listeners that oftentimes when the music's playing, that you and I chit-chat. But this time,
we just listened.
We listened because the narration was so good.
Yeah, we didn't catch up on anything. Terrific performance. And the time now, it's 19 minutes before 11 o'clock. We'll go to Art Beat with Zinta A-Stars at 10 to 11. And then the Chicago Symphony Orchestra broadcast is right at 11 o'clock. So this is not the end of our time together, though. We have a couple more selections to check out.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I did want to say one more thing about, since you were making a really nice plug for the column and seeing how great the concerts are and how well attended they are, which we're thankful for. And we have the most wonderful donors in the world, so I want to thank all of our donors. But what I'd like to say is that it's not just a concert that you come to. You come to an experience. What I try to do is try to bring as much as I can to each performance. Sometimes it uses visuals, you know, behind the band, or like this time here with Casey at the Bat, we used four people reenacting the narration in front of the audience. So you know, it's another level of experience. So it's not just a concert.
And for many years, Keith Thompson has been the MC.
Yeah, well, he still is. Yeah, he still is. And that's been great too.
Yeah, you get to hear about the pieces while the band, you know, changes its formation for each piece, and so there's actually a narrative going on, and a lot of people bring kids.
Oh, which is great. We promote ourselves as family friendly. Absolutely. So you're more than always encouraged to bring the whole family.
Well, the next piece is by Bill Conti, who I think of as a kind of a popular music composer.
Yeah, he did. He wrote for Hollywood films a lot. Yes, you recognize that. And if you're a marching band fan, Bill Conti did a bunch of stuff. He wrote a bunch of marching band tunes too. So.
Well, let's hear what you.
The next tune is called "Rookie of the Year," and it kind of starts off with the percussion section, and you're going to hear like this little stutter step in the snare drums. It sounds like it's wrong, but it's not. It's the way it's written in the music, and it's like as a rookie kind of stumbles into the year, you know, being all nervous, your first year, you know, in the big leagues, that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit of nervousness going on, and I think Bill Conti captures that with kind of comically, I think, with the kind of stuttering. But then it all comes together, and it's really a delightful tune. June. It's actually more like a March. So it was a good way for us. I think we ended our program with this. Yeah, in fact, I know we ended our program, and so we ended our program with a march.
It was called Fun and Games, and it was recorded April 14th, 2018, a live concert in Chanary Auditorium. We're listening to highlights with Tom Evans. Here's Rookie of the Year. Not every Rookie of the Year starts off with a perfect record. Yeah. So let's hear how Bill Conti envisioned it.
We'll be right back.
Rookie of the Year, the name of the piece, but a celebration in any form, really.
Of course, absolutely. So that was how we ended our concert back on April 14th, 2018. And I know we were pressed for time here, but our encore, if you'd like me to set that up, the encore was a tune called They're Off by Fred Jewell. And so it's supposed to be at the races. So.
Just like we're off.
Yeah, we're off. Yeah, we're like the Preakness, you know, and all that, all those races. So. The Kentucky Derby. So that's how we concluded our program with this encore.
Well, thank you for coming to Classical WMUK, sharing another concert that was one of the live concerts recorded in Chanarrie Auditorium on April 14, 2018. Fun and games. Next time we get together, you'll have to give us a preview of the next season.
I will. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay. KalamazooConcertBand.org is where you'll find details. The June concert is Sunday, June 20th at 4 p.m. in Bronson Park, a concert in the park sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo and featuring ensembles within the Kalamazoo Concert Band. We'll see you again soon, Tom.
Thank you.